Oh, hi, Alfredo. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, I thought I dropped you guys because you guys weren't doing anything for me, and I was supposed to be on, like, Google, what do you call it? And that never happened. So I don't know what I was paying for, because try to place me under Google, see where I'm at.
So
I mean, I feel like you guys owe me for taking so much out. I just didn't pay attention to it.
I need to give you some options then, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic.
I didn't even read it. I did. Yeah.
On the 27th.
No, I just. Okay. Well, I went out of it because you guys haven't done crap for me. I know it's
well,
not
that's
your
what
fault,
I'm trying to
personally.
Tell you. In order to prevent that charge, you would have had to call us 3 business days prior to April 27th. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account. But to answer
I'm not
your
pay it.
Well, that's between you and your credit, because the good news is you're only past due for $129. Come May 27th, that reoccurs to $258, and that continues.
But I dropped you guys. I dropped you guys like months ago. I dropped you guys months ago. The last time I talked to somebody, I said I wanted out of it. I'll do the Google thing, the Google whatever plus, whatever it's called, and I never got a call back.
So I want to share something with you, if I may, only because I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing me that you have some solid results on the first page of Google. Have you actually,
I'm not on the first page of Google. I am not on the first page.
Well, the tracking is showing that in the time that you've been with us, you've been found 2,758 times on the first page of Google. And
but right now you told me I was on the first page of Google. That is straight up not true. I checked last week. I'm not even 15th. There's businesses that have closed for years.
What did you type in? Remember what you typed in?
Roofers near Walla Walla, Walla Walla Roofers.
Okay, let me look here. Give me a second. Because it's still showing. Oh, yeah, you're in the second position. I put roofing contractor, Wellsburg, Washington. There's Ben's Roofing in number one, and then there's Silver Star Roofing.
I've never wanted to work in Waitsburg. It's always been Walla Walla.
Oh, okay. So that's probably
that.
Okay. That's probably the issue here. Let me just look here.
It's been an issue before. I've gone through this before.
Give me a second here.
Of course I come up second in Waitsburg. It's a freaking small town, you know, and I don't work in my town.
Yeah. You know what I think the problem is the listing that we created for you, it's actually the one that's tied into Walla Walla. The address here is, let me look, it's 616
yep.
Cherry Street, right? Walla Walla.
Someone told me to use the Walla Walla address. I took my dad's address.
Okay.
And it's still the same.
Well, I want to let you know there is a duplicate listing that's set up under Wellsburg, and I don't know who set that up, but the reason I know it's duplicate is the one that we created has a 5-star rating with five-star reviews. The one that's showing Silver Star Roofing in Wellsburg has no reviews. Now, my concern is that the same...
I do not work in Waitsburg. That's where I live, and I don't like the people there.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. Do you know who created that second listing in Waitsburg?
It was you guys.
I'm only showing that we have the Walla Walla address, though, which is weird.
No, because... When I very first started a long time ago, I told you guys I live in Waitsburg, but I want to be listed in Walla Walla. That's where all my work is.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, I mean, look back at how many times I called to complain. And now you're saying I missed the payment. Well, I didn't even know I was still paying for it.
You paid 5 weeks ago. I mean, you paid on the 27th of March.
I don't ever check my checking account until someone scabbed me, and then I see that you guys are still taking money. I was like, well, that's bull crap.
Let me just look at something. It says there's a note here from September of last year, and it says you spoke with Catherine in customer support. And it says, you called in about reactivating your account with us. Client said he never stopped and he never canceled us. He was just waiting for us to get back to him. Explain to client what happened to the account. He said he never got anything and have ranked on the fourth page. Went over rankings and client is on the first page. Told him we can work on getting him better presence. We can work
that,
on post.
That is when I brought up the Walla Walla thing. And that's when I started using that address. And it's still the same. Still nothing. So I just went out of it. I mean, it, to me, I think it's never helped, not even once.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to see if there's something I can do for you, because typically there's nothing I can do once the account's past due, and I'm sorry that you didn't read the terms, and I'm sorry that, you know, you don't pay attention to your account.
But
on this end, it looks like everything's active. It doesn't look like it ever canceled a few months ago. Matter of fact, it looks like when it was on a suspend, you had called in to reactivate it. So, question.
I didn't call in to reactivate it. I had gotten a call. And that's when she said, oh, yeah, it'll be Walla Walla. So I was excited, you know, and no, it never showed up. And then I just, you know. I have a question, though.
Did she put in the notes from back then that you were very interested in Google Guaranteed? And I see that you already paid the application fee.
Yes, I did. And I never heard anything back. Never. And I told her, I thought that's what I was paying for, not the one that you're saying.
Oh.
And I never heard anything back. I mean, look to see when I got a call from Google Guarantee. The service there is pretty poor.
Let me see here. I want to see when they charge that, because the notes will be more closer to that date. So that $250 was paid back on April 4th, 2023. Okay, so that was like
a year and then ago. Look where I'm at now.
Let me just look here.
But do you see what I'm saying now, Steve? What have you guys done in over a year?
Well, give me a second. I have to go back to the notes here. Offered LSA interview and scheduled a call for April 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I'm just trying to see. And then at 1 p.m., they called you and rescheduled it for April 7th at 10 a.m. And then it looks like that April 4th at 1:28. And then it says client goes by Fred. Area he wants to target for Google Guaranteed is Walla Walla. That's in there. And then, oh, here's where it is. It looks like client had not time to submit the application, offered to go through it with him, but client. So on April 7th, I guess you were swamped, you didn't have time. Then he turned in the application, but I explained it's not on the spreadsheet, says he'll do it again. I'm just trying to see if it was received. Customer C cannot find himself when searching. Follow-up call scheduled. So That's the last correspondence with Google Guaranteed, is that you filled out the application, but for some reason it wasn't showing on the spreadsheet, and so they couldn't submit it. So here's what I'm thinking. I can cancel the 129 portion of the program and make sure that you don't get that paid anymore, but since you already paid for the application fee, I mean, I know it's been a year, but why not complete that process and start those leads rolling? You know what I mean? Because it doesn't cost you extra to do the application, even though it was, you know, paid a year ago. You don't have to pay that again. All I have to do is resend you the Google Guaranteed application and maybe create a new client interview for them. And because you have the Google page in Walla Walla that has 5 5-star reviews, that's one of the criteria that Google Guaranteed will use to approve you for that program, is you have to have at least 5 5-star reviews. And you do have that on that listing. So it looks like it'll be, you know, pretty easy to get you approved for it. You just have to kind of go in and, you know, maybe do the application again.